When I was diagnosed with PCOS in my early 20s, my doctor handed me birth control pills and casually mentioned I might need IVF someday if I wanted children. That was it. No explanation of what was happening in my body, no discussion of alternatives, no hope. This experience isn't unique. Millions of women receive this life-altering diagnosis with minimal guidance, left to navigate a condition that affects everything from their appearance to their fertility to their long-term health risks. But what if the power to manage PCOS symptoms was on your plate rather than in a pill bottle? Tara Spencer's groundbreaking work has become a beacon for women seeking to reclaim control of their hormonal health. As a certified nutritionist who transformed her own PCOS journey through diet, Spencer's approach has helped hundreds of women reduce or even eliminate symptoms once thought to be permanent fixtures of their lives. Her methods have gained attention from celebrities like Victoria Beckham and Jillian Michaels, who have publicly discussed similar nutritional approaches to hormonal balance. With PCOS affecting up to 10% of women worldwide, this book arrives at a critical moment when more women than ever are seeking natural solutions to this complex syndrome. PCOS is fundamentally a reproductive system malfunction, but its effects cascade throughout the entire body. Despite its name, polycystic ovary syndrome, not all women with this condition have ovarian cysts. Instead, diagnosis requires at least two of the following: blood sugar disorders, ovarian cysts, fertility issues, elevated androgens, or irregular or absent periods. Research indicates that approximately 1 in 10 women of reproductive age are affected by PCOS, making it one of the most common endocrine disorders. The androgenic aspect of PCOS creates its most visible and emotionally challenging symptoms. While androgens, male hormones, exist naturally in women at about 5 to 10% of male levels, PCOS causes these levels to surge. This hormonal imbalance manifests as acne, particularly along the jawline and chin, excessive facial and body hair, hirsutism, male pattern baldness, depression, mood swings, sleep disturbances, and stubborn weight gain, particularly around the abdomen. Many women report that these symptoms significantly impact their self-esteem and quality of life, with studies showing higher rates of anxiety and depression among PCOS sufferers. These elevated androgens wreak havoc on the menstrual cycle by disrupting the delicate dance of four key hormones: follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, luteinizing hormone, LH, and progesterone. This disruption prevents normal egg development and release, creating the fertility challenges so common with PCOS. The ratio between FSH and LH becomes particularly skewed, often showing up as 2-to-1 or even 3-to-1 instead of the normal 1-to-1 ratio. This hormonal imbalance can lead to anovulation, where eggs aren't released regularly, if at all. What makes PCOS particularly insidious is its connection to serious long-term health risks. Without intervention, women with PCOS face increased likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes, up to 4 times higher risk, heart disease, endometrial cancer, and pregnancy complications including gestational diabetes and preeclampsia. The condition creates a perfect storm of metabolic dysfunction. About 70% of women with PCOS have insulin resistance, where cells become unresponsive to insulin, triggering a cascade of hormonal problems that worsen PCOS symptoms. Think of insulin resistance as your body's cellular doorways becoming jammed. Insulin arrives with glucose, knocking on cell doors to deliver energy, but the doors won't open properly. Your pancreas, desperate to feed your cells, produces more and more insulin, creating a hormonal traffic jam with serious consequences for PCOS. This excess insulin stimulates the ovaries to produce more testosterone, worsening androgenic symptoms in a vicious cycle. Additionally, this insulin resistance often leads to inflammation throughout the body, which can further exacerbate PCOS symptoms and contribute to weight gain resistance. The good news? While PCOS has no cure, its symptoms can be dramatically improved, sometimes to the point of being barely noticeable, by addressing insulin resistance through strategic dietary and lifestyle changes. Research shows that even modest weight loss of 5 to 10% can significantly improve hormone levels and restore regular menstrual cycles in many women. Specific dietary approaches, such as low glycemic eating patterns and anti-inflammatory foods, have shown promising results in managing PCOS symptoms and improving overall metabolic health. The relationship between insulin and testosterone forms the core of why dietary intervention works so effectively for most women with PCOS. When insulin levels rise, they directly stimulate the ovaries to produce more testosterone, intensifying PCOS symptoms. Meanwhile, elevated androgens reduce insulin sensitivity, creating a self-perpetuating cycle that's difficult to break without intervention. This connection explains why approximately 95% of overweight women with PCOS and 75% of lean women with PCOS show insulin resistance. But here's the empowering part. Insulin resistance is reversible. Through strategic weight management, specific dietary choices, and regular physical activity, you can restore insulin sensitivity, which often leads to restored fertility, regulated menstruation, and reduced male pattern symptoms. Understanding how insulin affects metabolism illuminates why certain foods worsen PCOS symptoms. Insulin's primary job is regulating blood glucose levels, allowing cells to absorb nutrients for energy or storage. In insulin resistance, cells don't respond properly to insulin signals, preventing glucose absorption. The pancreas compensates by producing more insulin, but eventually cannot keep up, leading to excess glucose in the bloodstream that gets stored as fat, particularly around the abdomen. This metabolic dysfunction can be triggered by excess weight, physical inactivity, hormonal imbalances, and poor dietary choices, especially high glycemic foods that cause rapid blood sugar spikes. The cycle perpetuates itself. Insulin resistance leads to weight gain, which worsens insulin resistance, which intensifies PCOS symptoms. The solution begins with understanding food as medicine. All foods consist of three macronutrients: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, each playing distinct roles in your body. Carbohydrates convert to glucose, your body's preferred energy source, but women with insulin resistance should choose complex, slow-releasing forms like beans and whole grains rather than simple carbs that spike blood sugar. Protein enables tissue growth and repair while boosting metabolism. Healthy fats from sources like avocados, nuts, and oily fish help process vitamins, protect organs, and repair tissue. By strategically selecting foods that stabilize blood sugar and reduce inflammation, you create an internal environment where PCOS symptoms naturally diminish. This means embracing dairy alternatives, dark chocolate, eggs, certain fish, lean meats, legumes, low glycemic fruits and vegetables, nuts, healthy oils, and whole grains, while avoiding alcohol, high fructose corn syrup products, hydrogenated oils, white sugar / flour products, artificial sweeteners, most dairy, high mercury fish, high glycemic vegetables, processed juices and oils, and non-organic red meat. While diet forms the foundation of PCOS management, lifestyle factors create the supporting structure. Sleep, stress management, and physical activity work synergistically with dietary changes to accelerate healing and create lasting hormonal balance. Poor sleep can actually trigger or worsen PCOS by causing insulin resistance and increasing cortisol production. High cortisol sends mixed signals to the pituitary gland, causing weight gain, high blood pressure, and mood swings. 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep becomes essential for proper metabolism and insulin response. Creating a dark, quiet, cool bedroom, maintaining consistent sleep-wake times, consuming small protein snacks before bed, avoiding electronics before sleep, exercising regularly but not before bedtime, limiting caffeine and stimulants, using your bed only for sleep, and spending 30 to 60 minutes daily unwinding from stress can dramatically improve sleep quality. Stress represents another powerful PCOS trigger that's often overlooked. When stressed, your body increases DHEAS production in response to elevated cortisol, aggravating PCOS symptoms. This stress can come from obvious sources like work pressures and relationship conflicts, but also from less recognized sources like chronic undereating and overexercising. The resulting cortisol elevation reduces pituitary activity, boosts insulin production, increases inflammation, and elevates risk of illness and chronic disease. A fascinating 1999 study illustrated this connection perfectly. Stressed monkeys suffered irregular periods and impaired fertility despite identical diets to non-stressed groups. For women with PCOS, this means daily relaxation activities, eliminating stress-causing habits, utilizing guidance resources, and practicing self-compassion aren't luxuries, they're necessities for hormonal health. Physical activity completes the lifestyle triad, offering immediate improvements in glucose uptake and insulin sensitivity that last 24 to 72 hours after exercise. Regular movement alleviates the depression and anxiety common in women with PCOS while supporting weight management goals. Studies show exercise benefits insulin resistance even without weight loss. Women exercising 3 hours weekly over 12 weeks improved insulin sensitivity and lost visceral fat despite maintaining their overall weight. The sweet spot appears to be about 30 minutes of activity 5 days weekly, but not to exhaustion. Too little exercise, under 15 minutes daily, increases infertility risk, while excessive exercise can cause amenorrhea, absence of menstruation. For optimal results, combine resistance training with aerobic exercise, choose enjoyable activities, and schedule workouts like important appointments you wouldn't miss. The journey to hormonal balance begins with a structured 2-week plan designed to reset insulin sensitivity and reduce inflammation. This approach combines strategic meal planning with appropriate physical activity to create quick wins that motivate continued progress. The exercise component alternates resistance training with aerobic activity to maximize insulin sensitivity improvements. Monday's resistance workout includes squats, push-ups, lunges, burpees, and bicycle crunches. Tuesday brings 30 minutes of aerobic activity, walking, jogging, swimming, or a fitness class. Wednesday returns to resistance with jumping jacks, glute bridges, step-ups, side lunges, and triceps dips. This pattern continues through the week, with Sunday reserved for rest or gentle movement. The meal plan eliminates common inflammatory triggers while emphasizing nutrient-dense whole foods. Breakfast options include pecan coconut granola, wild mushroom breakfast bake, and traditional French toast with peaches, made with sprouted grain bread. Lunches feature bean caprese salad, white bean cauliflower soup, and Mediterranean chickpea toss. Dinners showcase protein sources like lamb ginger burgers, haddock with creamy leeks, and steak Diane sauté, always paired with vegetables and complex carbohydrates. Each recipe carries specific benefits for PCOS management. The pecan coconut granola delivers anti-inflammatory compounds from pecans, including ellagic acid, vitamin E, and lutein. The wild mushroom breakfast bake provides vitamin D from mushrooms, which helps regulate menstrual cycles and increase mature follicles. The bean caprese salad offers protein-rich beans alongside fresh mozzarella, one of the few dairy products that can work well for women with PCOS due to its relatively low fat content and rich nutrient profile. The plan includes convenient shopping lists organized by food category, dairy alternatives, fish and shellfish, fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices, meats and poultry, and pantry items. Each recipe is labeled to indicate specific benefits: 5-ingredient, 5 main ingredients or fewer, 30-minute, preparation in half an hour or less, dairy-free, fertility boost, supporting fertility and healthy pregnancy, gluten-free, inflammation fighter, and lower calorie, supporting weight management goals. This structured approach removes the guesswork from PCOS management, allowing you to focus on implementation rather than research. The goal isn't permanent restriction, but rather establishing a foundation of healthy habits that eventually lead to intuitive eating, developing a healthy relationship with food by listening to your body's natural hunger signals and understanding how different foods affect your unique physiology. Creating a PCOS-friendly kitchen begins with stocking the right ingredients. Essential pantry staples include natural almond butter, arrowroot powder, a grain-free thickener, beans, spices, especially anti-inflammatory options like turmeric, ginger, and cinnamon, broths, seeds, coconut products, alternative flours, raw honey, various nuts, rolled oats, quality oils, fresh herbs, whole grains, and vinegars. Equipment needs are relatively simple. Baking dishes, baking sheets, cutting boards, a food processor, quality blender, sharp knives, measuring tools, nonstick cookware, a peeler and zester, and stainless steel bowls. Having these tools readily available makes healthy cooking more efficient and enjoyable. The breakfast recipes form the foundation of daily blood sugar management. Options like lemon almond meal pancakes offer a gluten-free, dairy-free alternative to traditional versions by using almond flour, arrowroot powder, and coconut oil instead of processed flour and butter. The vitamin C-rich lemon juice and zest support hormone balance and fertility. The summer egg white frittata combines egg whites with a rainbow of vegetables to deliver anti-inflammatory compounds, lycopene from tomatoes, chlorophyll from kale, beta-carotene from carrots, and lutein from yellow peppers. Snacks and sides provide nutrient-dense options between meals. Spice-roasted chickpeas offer excellent blood sugar regulation. As little as half a cup daily for 1 week can improve control. The mashed cauliflower and carrots highlights cauliflower as an exceptional fertility-boosting ingredient containing choline, which decreases birth defect risk, and DIM, a phytonutrient that helps reduce estrogen dominance, a common fertility issue with PCOS. Main dishes emphasize lean proteins and vegetables while minimizing inflammatory ingredients. The sweet potato cabbage casserole features cabbage, which contains DIM to help prevent fibroids and endometriosis while supporting estrogen metabolism. The chili lime tilapia incorporates cinnamon, which increases insulin sensitivity and affects how quickly food leaves the stomach, preventing post-meal blood sugar spikes. The pork fajita roll-ups provide thiamine, vitamins B6 and B12, zinc and iron, nutrients that support regular menstruation and proper egg production. Desserts and beverages prove that managing PCOS doesn't mean eliminating sweetness and pleasure. The almond oatmeal smoothie combines oats, apple, and chia seeds for sustained energy without sugar spikes. The lemon curd with blueberries pairs antioxidant-rich blueberries with a dairy-free, gluten-free lemon curd that delivers powerful anti-inflammatory benefits while satisfying sweet cravings with minimal glycemic impact. Condiments, sauces, and dressings add flavor without compromising health. The fiery peanut sauce incorporates capsaicin from red pepper flakes to fight inflammation while aiding weight loss by increasing calorie burn. The garlic herb marinade showcases extra virgin olive oil, which contains beneficial unsaturated fats that support fertility through high omega-3 fatty acid content and elevated phytonutrient levels. PCOS affects not just physical health, but emotional well-being and relationships. For couples trying to conceive, PCOS can strain the partnership through the stress of fertility challenges. Communication becomes crucial, sharing fears and concerns with your partner, attending appointments together, and considering fertility specialists if needed. Remember to prioritize your relationship beyond fertility discussions and maintain intimacy. Support resources like Resolve and the Infertility Network can help, as can understanding that PCOS is the leading cause of infertility in the Western world, but remains highly treatable. For singles with PCOS, waiting a month or two after starting the diet can help control visible symptoms and build confidence before dating. The improvements in energy, mood, and physical symptoms often create a natural boost in self-assurance that makes social interactions more enjoyable. Friends and family can become powerful allies in your healing journey when you explain your dietary and lifestyle changes clearly. Inviting them to join you in these healthy habits can strengthen relationships while creating a supportive environment for managing your condition. Perhaps most challenging is developing a healthier emotional relationship with your body during this healing process. PCOS often manifests in appearance-related symptoms that can be particularly difficult for self-esteem. While changing lifestyle habits to improve physical symptoms, it's equally important to develop a positive body image. Focus on what your body can do rather than how it looks. Surround yourself with supportive people, avoid negative media images, and speak to yourself with the kindness you would offer a friend. For androgenic symptoms like stubborn weight gain, acne, or hair growth, focus on positive actions you can control rather than outcomes that may take time to change. Patience and faith in yourself are key, as healing times vary depending on the root cause of your PCOS. Some women see improvements within weeks, while others may need several months to experience significant changes. Remember that response to dietary changes varies between women. Initial negative side effects are usually moderate and temporary, worth enduring for long-term benefits like regular cycles, improved fertility, better insulin sensitivity, and weight loss. Short-term challenges might include cravings, headaches, and energy dips as your body adjusts from processed foods. Many experience immediate weight loss that continues as insulin sensitivity improves. The long-term benefits make these temporary discomforts worthwhile. Fewer ovarian cysts, improved insulin sensitivity, reduced male pattern symptoms, better digestion, stabilized moods, lower blood pressure, reduced inflammation, and restored fertility through improved hormonal signaling. These changes don't just improve PCOS symptoms, they enhance overall quality of life and reduce risk factors for serious health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and certain cancers. The ultimate goal isn't following a rigid plan forever, but developing sustainable habits that become second nature. Common challenges when starting the PCOS diet plan include lack of motivation, start with small steps, lack of time, many recipes take only 15-30 minutes. Lack of money. Healthy eating can save money by avoiding takeout. Information overload. Focus on implementing one change at a time. Emotional eating. Cravings decrease over time. Dislike of healthy foods. Taste buds adjust within weeks. Dislike of exercise. Find enjoyable activities and create rewards. Criticism from loved ones. Stress the importance of their support. Social temptations, occasional indulgences are okay, but should be rare, and not enjoying water, infuse with fruits or herbs. For long-term success, track symptoms and food intake to identify connections between diet and PCOS symptoms. This personalized approach helps you discover which foods trigger your specific symptoms, allowing you to create a customized plan that works for your unique body chemistry. Remember that each woman's PCOS has different triggers, requiring individual self-discovery and experimentation. Avoid negative behaviors like smoking, poor sleep habits, and junk food consumption that can counteract your dietary efforts. Instead, focus on building a lifestyle that supports hormonal balance through quality nutrition, adequate rest, stress management, and appropriate physical activity. Take comfort in knowing you are not alone. PCOS affects millions of women worldwide, with many online support communities available. Consider consulting specialists like endocrinologists, alternative medicine practitioners, or therapists to address both physical and emotional aspects of PCOS. A multidisciplinary approach often yields the best results, combining conventional medical wisdom with nutritional interventions and lifestyle modifications. The journey to managing PCOS isn't about perfection, but progress. Each healthy choice builds upon the last, gradually creating a foundation of well-being that supports not just hormonal balance, but overall health. By approaching PCOS as an opportunity to develop a deeper understanding of your body's needs rather than a limitation, you transform a challenging diagnosis into a pathway toward greater vitality, balance, and wellness. The approach outlined in this book represents a paradigm shift in PCOS management, moving from symptom suppression through medication to addressing root causes through nutrition and lifestyle. This isn't merely about managing a condition, but about creating optimal health that naturally resolves hormonal imbalances. While conventional treatments often focus on birth control pills and diabetes medications, nutritional intervention offers a more fundamental solution that can lead to lasting changes. The evidence supporting nutritional intervention for PCOS continues to grow. Research shows that dietary changes can reduce insulin resistance, decrease inflammation, regulate menstrual cycles, improve fertility outcomes, and alleviate many of the most distressing symptoms of PCOS. Studies have demonstrated that women who adopt specific dietary modifications, such as reducing refined carbohydrates and increasing anti-inflammatory foods, often see improvements in their androgens levels within 3 to 6 months. Blood sugar regulation typically improves within weeks, and many women report clearer skin and reduced hair growth within several months. For many women, these improvements occur without medication, though some may benefit from combining nutritional approaches with targeted medical treatments. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its holistic nature. Rather than isolating PCOS as a reproductive disorder, it recognizes the interconnectedness of metabolic health, hormonal balance, emotional well-being, and lifestyle factors. For instance, insulin resistance affects not only blood sugar, but also ovulation, skin health, and energy levels. Similarly, chronic inflammation can impact both fertility and mood regulation. This comprehensive perspective addresses not just the symptoms of PCOS, but its underlying causes, creating sustainable improvements rather than temporary relief. The journey to hormonal balance through nutrition isn't always linear. There may be setbacks, plateaus, and moments of frustration. Many women experience initial improvements followed by temporary plateaus, particularly around months 3 to 4 of their journey. But with persistence and patience, most women experience significant improvements that transform their relationship with their bodies and their experience of living with PCOS. By nourishing yourself with foods that support hormonal health, managing stress, prioritizing sleep, and incorporating appropriate physical activity, you create an internal environment where balance can naturally emerge. Specific strategies like timing carbohydrates around exercise, incorporating stress-reducing practices, and ensuring adequate protein intake can accelerate this healing process. Remember that your body has an innate capacity for healing when given the right tools. The food on your plate isn't just fuel, it's information that communicates directly with your cells, influencing how genes express themselves and how hormones function. Research has shown that certain foods can directly impact hormone production, with compounds like inositol from citrus fruits and specific amino acids from protein-rich foods playing crucial roles in ovulation and insulin sensitivity. By choosing foods that support rather than hinder hormonal balance, you harness this powerful connection between nutrition and health, potentially transforming your experience of PCOS from a lifelong struggle to a manageable condition that no longer defines or limits your life. Success stories from women who've adopted this approach often report not just improvement in PCOS symptoms, but enhanced energy, mental clarity, and overall quality of life.